I'm standing at Longreef Headland, a known hotspot for whale watching. Right now, thousands of whales are making their annual migration to warmer waters. Further up the headland, I can see groups of excited tourists and locals crowding together, hoping to catch a glimpse of these majestic creatures making their journey. August time is one of the best months to see the whales, and according to the National Parks and Wildlife Service, over 2,000 humpback whales have been sighted passing near Botany Bay. Everyone wants to remember this experience, but this has led to a huge increase of drone photography to capture up close and personal footage of these gentle giants. Sadly, operators have been seen flying way too close to Sydney's marine life, potentially distressing pods of whales and dolphins. A push to crack down on drone users is now in place, as many operators are unaware or are ignoring the new regulations when it comes to approaching marine life with their drones. I spoke with Senior Officer Susan Crocetti from the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service on this issue of drone use and wildlife.
Many years ago, we were really excited about the things that we were going to be able to do with drones in parks. And we do use drones for all sorts of things, like search and rescue or controlling weeds and pest animals or monitoring. But, you know, certainly that private use of drones can be really annoying to visitors and definitely disturbing to animals.
So, Susan, what is the current legislation concerning drone usage around wildlife?
We have the Biodiversity Conservation Regulation, which is from 2017, so a pretty new piece of legislation. Drones are considered aircraft by CASA, the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, and as such they're considered aircraft under our legislation, and so any distance that applies to aircraft in our legislation applies to the use of drones. So what we did in the new legislation was we said, well, drones really aren't exactly the same as aircraft. Let's have a think about what the science tells us about what's reasonable. So what we've done in the new legislation is we've got a 100 metre vertical distance, which includes a 100 metre horizontal radius. So if you imagine there's a circle floating above that animal 100 metres up in the sky, is the new distance.
And what is your response to the numerous uploads of drone videos and photos that convey breaking this rule of 100 metres distance?
Oh, look, we certainly do get social media sent to us, Facebook messages sent to us. We witness people who are using drones inappropriately, and obviously when you speak to them, you know, generally speaking, they don't appreciate that what they're doing is inappropriate. So a couple of things that we do is that we explain the legislation to them, and we explain why that sort of distance is, why the distance has been created. We also point people towards the CASA, My Near Me app, and that really important thing is there are lots of other civil aviation rules that you need to follow when you're using your drone. So it's not just the 100 metre marine mammal rule. There's also rules around not, you know, keeping in line of sight, not flying at night time, not flying within 5.5 kilometres of an airfield, not flying over populated areas. That includes beaches and headlands. Under the regulation, approaching marine mammals within the prescribed distance, so within 100 metres, the minimum fine is $1,320, and that can escalate up to $16,500 if that was a corporation.
Has there been much evidence to suggest that marine life do get distressed when a drone is flown too close?
What we do know, as more research is being done, and generally, you know, we're looking for those telltale signs of disturbance, maybe even things like you know, a change in breathing or showing just avoidance behaviour. Certainly once you start talking about the smaller, like the dolphins, and certainly things like seals, which are other marine mammals that we get a lot of in New South Wales, we definitely have evidence that under 100 metres, those animals can be significantly disturbed. And we've been learning lots of really interesting things from the Shark Surveillance Program, which has a licence to fly their drones at lower distances to keep us all safe on the beach. But of their footage is showing that dolphins and other animals can definitely see, detect the presence of the drone and are really quite disturbed by that and will erratically change their behaviour to get away from the drone.
Do you have any advice for drone users today when it comes to them flying their drones in wildlife areas?
I do appreciate that when you're down on the beach, you've just gone into the shop, you bought your drone, you're so excited, you go down to the beach. What would make you even think that there were rules or restrictions around what you can do? So I encourage everyone, if you have a drone, to download the Can I Fly There app, which is definitely the first most important thing, and then also become familiar with the different legislation around protecting animals.
That was Susan Crocetti, Senior Officer from the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service, speaking about the do's and don'ts of drones and marine mammals. There is no doubt the potential for drones to aid scientific wildlife research. Yet, when it comes to recreational use, laws in Australia are struggling to keep up with the popular and evolving technology. Environmental organisations have started cracking down on drone operators and hope to further educate people on the potential harm of flying too close to our beautiful marine life. As I speak, these whales are well on their way to warmer waters for a place to breed and give birth. So get your binoculars ready, because now is the time to spot these gentle giants from headlands and beaches around you.